From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California lawmakers are debating expanded safety requirements for young drivers. The state's provisional driver's license program now applies to people under 18. The proposal would extend it to new drivers under 21. As Daniel Potter reports.
Right now, 16 and 17-year-old drivers have to take classes and can't drive late at night or with just other teens in the car. But those rules don't apply once you're 18. So many wait to get a license, like 22-year-old Chanel Brown, a community college student in Oakland.
At what age did you get your driver's license?
Last year.
Brown worries extending those rules up through age 20 could just mean more novices swerve in at 21.
I don't think it really has anything to do with the age. I think it's the person. Age has nothing to do with it.
It isn't the 45-year-old novice driver that's at greatest risk.
Kelly Browning heads Impact Teen Drivers in Sacramento.
It's the 18 to 20-year-old novice driver that's at greatest risk of these serious injuries and fatalities on our roadways.
She argues the measure will save lives because parts of the brain essential to safe driving aren't fully developed until the mid-20s. The bill has passed the Assembly and heads next to the Senate Appropriations Committee. In Berkeley, I'm Daniel Potter.
Governor Jerry Brown rejected another bill that sought to limit young drivers in 2013, calling it too restrictive. A union-backed bill in the California legislature that seeks to restrict counties from contracting out for government services has drawn strong opposition. Matt Cate of the California State Association of Counties says requirements in the bill could raise costs and disrupt health and social programs. City governments have been exempted from it.
We would have to jump through hoops that really every non-biased organization from editorial boards to the Department of Finance has said would be a de facto ban on contracting out.
Supporters say contracting leads to lower quality government services. They say the bill, which is backed by the Service Employees International Union, is intended to hold counties accountable for how tax money is spent. The Assembly passed the legislation in June. It awaits a key vote in a Senate committee Friday. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.